says, I want all of them to be chal, Hitaka meant that all 80 should be chal. And that's why B'yechon Taka says, none of them are chal. So since you wanted all 80 to be chal, and that can't be. Because kol sheinu b'zecha zeh afilu b'vasacha seinoi. So melo nothing is chal. So the Maaseh is good according to Rabbi, everybody's masking to this klal. That kol sheinu b'zecha zeh afilu b'vasacha seinoi.
And therefore, that's Pshat and Rav, the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that lo yoma klum, nothing is chal, that since he wanted a shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, which will be mashmi, wants all the amas there to be chal, and that can't be, because the zeh achas there, you can't have it, is afilu bevas achas enoin, that nothing, no shvisa is chal at all. He does not have a din of a tchum. So the Gemara vayta. Omer Abaye, lo yishonu ela bi'ilon, shech tachtov yud beis amma. Is that the way Rav learns Pshat in our Mishnah? That lo yom aklum, if he said he wants the shvisa to be chal tachtov shalilon, underneath the tree, and he did not say exactly which daladamas, so we're saying we don't know which daladamas he meant, it's not mesuyim which daladamas, therefore nothing is chal. So Baye said that's only if there is at least yud beis amas underneath the tree. Abu bi'ilon shein tachtov yud beis amma, but if you have a tree that does not have 12 amas underneath it, Hare miktsas beisa nikur. Then we say it is nikur miktsas beisa. We know like where, which daladamas he wants to be kind of. We know where his house should be. Now Pashat Abaye is going back to the svara. The reason why Rav says not loyom aklum is like the first pshat in Rabba is because it's not Messiah milsa. We don't know which daladamas he wants to be kind of. See if you have 12 amas underneath the tree, they're like three different fours. So we don't know which one of the three, which part of the four amas he wants to be kind of shvisa. That's a chesaron. Let's say there are only 11 amas there. Then we say it's considered like it's mesuyim. Why is it called mesuyim then? So the Rashi is masbir because then we say he wants to be kind of the middle four amas. That's like his shvisa. What do you want to tell me? Maybe he meant to be the right side. But if there's less than 11 amas and you have the middle four. So on the right side, you're a half of an amma in those. And let's say you wanted to pick the left side. Also, you're a little bit in the left side. It's like b'mon of shach, if you have the middle four amis, you're bechlal either side, whichever one you would pick, that is called a davar hamesuyim. So the Gemara maskiv lo, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, mimai debi'aboy mitziyosa ko mesayim, but who says he's picking the middle four amis? Duma bi'aboy d'hai giso, b'aboy d'hai giso ko mesayim. Maybe meant to pick the four amas on the right side or the four amas on the left side. And if those are the four amas that he meant, so even though there are only 11 or 10 amas, it's still not mesuyim. Did he mean the four on the right or the four on the left? Like Vishleim, if he meant the middle four, then you're right. The monoshach is included in any way you want. But if he meant the right or the left side, it's not included. That means underneath this tree, there's at least 8 amas. But if you have a tree that only has 7 amas underneath it, then hare miktsas beisa nikur. Then even though he says tam, he wants dalad amas underneath that tree, it's takachal. It blives like it's mesuyim, we know which dalad amas. Because whichever dalad amas he takes, the middle amma is included in those dalad amas. So abidi is like one part of the dalad amas, there's just one amma that we know which one he meant, therefore that's called davar hamesuyim and the erev is chal. But if there are 8 amas, then it's not called Muslim, because maybe he meant the right side, maybe he meant the left side. Then it's not Chal. But if there's less than 8 Amis, then it is Chal, because for Manav Shach, the middle Amma is included in both sides, so it's called Bavadai Adar HaMuslim. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Nun Amid Beis. Again, the Gemara says now, Tanya Kavosai de Rav, Tanya Kavosai de Shmuel. I'll bring your raya to the way Rav learns Pshat in our Mishnah, and I'll bring your raya to the way Shmuel learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Again, the machloikis was that our Mishnah says that if somebody is Misha Boba Derech, V'chosh Chaloi, V'yomaki Ilon Oged, V'yomash V'sosei Tachtov, is Lo Yom Aklum. Somebody was walking home on Friday, and he it's about Shkia time, so he wants to be kind of Shvisa down the road. So if he knows of a special tree, he could say, I want my Shvisa to be Tachtov underneath the tree. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yom Aklum. He did not say anything. Why? Because he didn't say which Dalad Amis he wants to be kind of. But if he says Shvisasi Biikroi, then the Erev is Chal, and Mahala B'mokam Ragla V'Adikroi. That was the din of the Mishnah. Now, when the Reisha in the Mishnah says Lo Yoma Klum, was a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean Lo Yoma Klum? Rav said Lo Yoma Klum means mamish, you're not koine any tchum at all. Because you're not koine where you're standing right now, because you don't want to. You want to be koine down the road underneath the tree. Now, you're not koine underneath the tree, because since the Dal Damas is not Mesuyim, we do not know which Dal Damas you mean. So therefore, nothing is chal according to Rav, and the Mishnah means Lo Yoma Klum, Kepashtus, you're not allowed to walk more than Dal Damas where you are. Shmuel said no. Shmuel says, Avada, the Erev is chal underneath the tree, just we don't know which Dal Damas you mean underneath the tree, therefore we have to go Luchumra. And whichever way you want to walk, we make believe as if the Erev underneath the tree is the opposite side that you want to walk, and you go Luchumra, let's say like underneath the tree, there's 30 Amas, so you can only go Alpayim Amo minus 30 Amos. That was a Shmuel's pshat. So now we're going to bring Raya to both pshatim. So tomorrow, Tanya Kavosid Rav, I'll bring your Raya to Rav. Mi Shabo Baderech, somebody was walking on the road, V'chosh Choloi, and it became like Shkia, it became Friday night, it became near Shabbos already, V'ho Yamakir Eloin Ogeder, and he saw down the road, he knows there's a tree there, or there's a fence there, V'yomar, and he said, Shvisose tachtov. I want my shvisa, I want to be kind of my shvisa to be able to walk another alpayim amo, and I want it to be chal underneath the tree down the road. So therefore, I'll be able to walk 4,000 amos to Shabbos. Like I'll be able to walk from where I'm standing until under the tree, and then from under the tree, I'll be able to walk another 2,000 amos, because he wanted his shvisa to be kind of underneath the tree. The Brisa says, Lo yal maklum. He did not say anything, nothing is chal. And the pshat is, because since he didn't say which Dal Damas, he wasn't assigned which one he means, nothing is chal. Avul imoma, shvisasi b'mokam pleini. But if he says exactly which mokam underneath this mokam by this place, in other words, these Dal Damas I want to be koino, then mahalachat shemigil yoyse mokam, his Arab is chal in that place, and he's allowed to walk from where he's standing now until that place. Higil yoyse mokam, when he reaches that place, is alocha mahalach es kuloi. He's allowed to walk all that place. V'chutz lo alpayim amah. Then he could walk outside that place another alpayim amah. Because that place, like Pasha, like we'll soon see the Kimto, that he wanted his Erev to be chal in a makam that has mechitzes. So all around those mechitzes is called like his Dal Damas. So he's allowed to walk outside those mechitzes another alpayim amah. Because his shvisa was kindly in those mechitzes. So just like from where he's standing now, he could walk until the mechitzes, because it's in Alpayim Amah, well, then he could walk further another Alpayim Amah. B'med v'am amurim, when do we say this chiddush? B'mokam ha-mesuyim, where he says exactly which place he wants the Erev to be chal. K'goin she'shovas betel, he wants the shvisa to be chal on top of a hill, on top of a mountain. Shu gvoya yutfochim, that the mountain, the hill, is high off the ground, yutfochim. Therefore, it's called the Rishus Yochor on top. It's as if there are mechitzes going around the top of the hill, since it's up Yutfochim. Now, v'hu midal damis v'yad beis hasayim. Even though it's as wide up until the beis hasayim, but since it has mechitzes, it's called like a Rishus Yochid, and up until the beis hasayim is still allowed to carry inside the mechitzes. So we look as if on top of this tail is like a mokam hamasuyim. Why? Even though it's wider than dal damis, because since it has mechitzes, it's considered like his Dal Damas, and fakir, that's all like one mokum. And outside this mokum, he has another alpayim amah. V'chein dikah, the same thing going into a valley, a ditch, like something going deep down. She amuka yud, it's mamish deep down, it's yutfachim down in the ground. V'hi midal damis v'yad beis hasayim. It's wide, Dal Damas by Dal Damas, or else up until the beis hasayim. That's how wide this ditch is. So again, since the ditch is going down yutfachim in the ground, the ditch is considered a Rishus HaYochid. And it's called like a Mokim Mesuyim, because in these mechitzes is considered like one Dal Damas. So he could metaltle, he could carry he could walk in these mechitzes, and after the mechitzes he could walk further another Alpayim Amah. Avo b'mokim shein Mesuyim, let's say he said his Shvisa should be under a tree, but he didn't say which Dal Damas, and there were no mechitzes there, so it's not called the Dover HaMesuyim. We do not know exactly which mokum he wanted. The Dal Damas to be chal is Ein Loi Ela Dal Damas. He's only allowed to walk from where he's standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos, Dal Damas. So this is a raya to Rav that lo yoma klum means mamish. He's not koine any shvis at all. Where he's standing now, he's not koine to be able to walk alpay mama from where he's standing, because he doesn't want to be koine here. He wants to be koine underneath the tree. And underneath the tree can't be koine because he didn't say which dal damas. Therefore, according to Rav, nothing is chal. Now the Brisa says another halacha now. Let's say there were two people walking on the street. One person was able to tell, he knew exactly that Alpay Mama down the road there's a tree, and he wanted his Shrisa to be chal underneath that tree. Then, and one is like a stranger in this road, he doesn't know what's doing down the road. He doesn't know where Alpay Mama ends, he doesn't know if there's a Makkah Muslim there or not. And they're both walking together. So the locher is, the person that does not recognize this road, does not know Makkah Muslim, can tell his friend that does know, and he tells his friend, you make the error for me. Now, the person that does know what's doing down the road, he says for both of them, that I want our Shvisa for both me and you to be chal down the road underneath that tree, and he's saying exactly which part of the tree he wants to be chal. And the medavom amurim, when do we say this chiddush? Kishasayim, when he said exactly kishasayim dal damis shekova, he said exactly which dal damis he means, like by the bark of the tree. Avoloi sayim dal damis shekovaloi shekovun. But if he did not say exactly which dal damis he wants the eruv to be chal, he just said underneath the tree. But he did not say which dal damis underneath the tree. The locher is lo yiziz lo yozuz mimkaymei. He cannot walk out of his place. This is a raya to Rav, that nothing is chal, and you only have the dal damas exactly where you are standing. Nothing more. So the moral of Chur Leima to have a tiyufa to Shmuel, this raya is a tiyufa, is a kashan Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we say the Erev is chal underneath the tree. Just we don't know which dal damas, so the chumra, we go the chumra, whichever way you want to walk, you have to start counting your alpay mama the other side. But Yavadai have Alpay Mama to walk. So why does it say here, Braisa lo yizazim kaimam, you can't walk out of your place? And for the Gemara, Omaloch Shmuel, Hocha b'mayas kinan. You know what we're talking about here? To go into Iko mimokam raglov. He's standing on the road now, it's Friday, right before Shabbos. And he's saying now he wants his Erev to be chal underneath that tree, way down the road, that's Alpay Mama, away from where he's standing now. Now, the Ad Ikroi, Trey Alfe V'Arbor Gemidi. Now we're talking about there is more than an Alpayim Amo and four Amis from where the person is standing right now to the opposite end of that tree. So now, the Mukmis Lei B'Ider Gisad Ilon, if we're going to say now L'Chumra that his Erev should be Chal at the opposite side of the tree, in other words, he said down the road by that famous tree there, I want my Erev to be Chal. And he didn't say which Dal Damas underneath the tree. So according to Shmuel, we have to be machmir. Maybe it's the opposite side that the dal damis is chal. Now, if it's the opposite side of the tree, those dal damis are more than our payim mama and four amis away from where he's standing right now. Oy bazoi kom le levar mitchumei. This person right now is standing outside his tchum. It's not the truth. We'll tell you Yeshrisa could be chal underneath that tree, but where you're standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos, you're called chutz le tchum. You're more than 2,000 amis and four, and more than 2,004 amis away from that mokum. And the halacha is, whenever you're outside the tchum on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than out of your dal damis. So mele isayim dal damis motzi yozel. If you would have said like the first dal damis underneath the tree, I want to be chal my shvisa, then those dal damis are in his alpay mama. The iloi, but if he did not say it, then le motzi yozel. Then he cannot walk, because since he didn't say the first dal damas underneath the tree, we have to be choshish, maybe it's the opposite side of the tree that the dal damas, the dal damas are chal, and that mokum is out of his tchum. So if it's chal of the other side of the tree, where he is standing right now is considered out of the tchum. So that's why we have to be machmir to say he can't walk out of his dal damas where he's standing right now. That's pshan the braisa. But pshan now mishnah is, when he said he wants his shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, down the road, the whole mokum of the tree, the whole 30 amis, are in his tchum Shabbos. So since they're in his tchum Shabbos, no matter which side we give him the shvisa, he's allowed to walk until the tree.
It's only shal if he wants to walk away from the tree, the other side. How far can he walk? Now that we go to Chumra, and he can't walk, the 30 amos underneath the tree is included in his tchum. So he can walk alpayim amos less the 30 amos.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosi de Shmuel. Now we'll bring another braisa that learns like Shmuel. Braisa says, Toe the eruv l'shtei ruchas. A person made a mistake, and before Shabbos he put two eruv tchumin to two different sides. He put one Erev down to Mizruch, and one Erev down to Maariv. He thought that Shabbos morning he wants to daven on the Mizruch side of his house in the Shtibel there, and then for Mincha he wants to go to Shtibel on the Maariv side of his house. And both these two Shtibels are out of the Tchum of his house. So therefore he puts down two Erevs. And Kimduma hu Shemar v'lo l'shtei ruchis. He made a mistake. He thought he's allowed to make two Eruv Tchumim for one Shabbos. In the morning he wants one to be Chal, and for the afternoon, he wants the other one to be chal. He made a mistake. Lalocha, you can't do that. Lalocha, you only have one tchum for Shabbos. But he made a mistake, and so he could do both. Or else he told his slaves, Tzei tzu v'orvuli, go make an erev for me. So echad erev olav letzofen. One eved went out to make the erev on the north side. V'echad erev olav ledorim. One went out to make the erev on the south side. So now we don't know which one of the two Erevs should be Chal. So the Kitzur, there are two Erevs out there in the fields for him. Which one of the two is Chal? Is the Alocha L'Chumra Bosa Chal. And we say, Mahalech Litzofon Keruvu L'Dorim. If he wants to walk to the north side of his house, we have to be Choshesh maybe on the south side, that they put the Erev outside. So we're talking about now, let's say, they only put the Erev 1,000 Namis away from his house. So on the Tzadat, the Dorim, on the south side Erev is Chal, so the south side Erev is 1,000 Amis south of his house. So now when this person wants to walk north of his house, he's only allowed to walk 1,000 Amis north of his house. Because he has to be Choshed, maybe his Erev was Chal on the south side, and he's only allowed to walk Alpayim Amis from that Erev. So 1,000 is still the house, and now he can only walk 1,000 more. Hu Adin L'Dorim. Let's say the person now wants to walk to the south of his house. So we have to be choshes now that maybe Keruva Litzofen, maybe the Erev they put out on the north side, maybe that Erev was Chal. So if the Erev, let's say, is 1,000 Amis north of his house, and he wants to walk now south of his house, we only let him walk now 1,000 Amis south of his house. He can't walk 2,000 anymore, because we have to be choshes, maybe the Erev is Chal on the other side, and he can't walk Chutz L'Tchum. What about V'yin Motzu Olov Es HaTchum? Let's say his house is in the middle, and both Erevs, the one on the north and the one on the south, and the one on the south, are 2,000 Amos away from his house. So the kid to his house was right smack in the middle, and both Erevs are 2,000 Amos away. Then the halacha is, Lo Yizaz Mim Koimoi. He is not allowed to walk out of his place. He's stuck. Because we have to be Machmir. If you want to go to Tzof inside, no, maybe on the Durham side, Erev was Chal. And if you walk anything, you'll be going Chus Tchum, and who would in the opposite way? But I call upon him, this bright is a riot to Shmuel, that even though we do not know exactly which Dal Damas is Chal for him, we do not know which side is Chal, still we say Minasofik, both sides could be Chal. So we see from here, both sides could be Chal Mitzofik. So the Mora of Azoy, Leimat, he have a tuf to the Rav. Of Azoy, let's say this should be a steward to Rav then. Here you see, even though you do not know which Dal Damas you want the Arab to be Chal, Minasofik, they could be Chal in both places. And the Gemara, Rav Tanahu Polik. This is not a steward to Rav. And Rav has a koyach like a Tana to Din Zechana Braisim. Even though Rav was like from the early Amoroyim, but he has a din like a Tana that he could still argue on the Tanoim. Therefore, there's not a Tiyufta to Rav, he's like a Tanahu Polik. He could argue on this Braisim. But Rav himself holds that no, whenever we do not know which Dal Damis is your Shrisa, which one you want your Shrisa to be Chal, nothing is Chal. Lo yom haklum. So more about it. The Mishnah says, Omar shvisasa bi'ikroi, if the person says exactly which Dal Damas he wants to be Chal underneath the tree, he said bi'ikroi by the bark of the tree, then the loch riz mahalach mimokim raglo v'yadikroi. He's allowed to walk now from where he is. He's 2,000 Damas away from the tree. He's allowed to walk from where he's standing until the tree. Alpayimama. And then he can walk another 2,000 Amis from the tree until his house. Nimsa comes out, Mahalach Mishecha Sheikha, Dal Dal Payimama.
It comes out that on this Shabbos, this person is going to walk 4,000 amos. In other words, he's on the road walking home Friday afternoon, and he realizes right around Shkia time, he's exactly 4,000 amos away from his house, so he's not allowed to walk 4,000 amos. So the only Eitzer is, like we'll soon see, they were makel for a person walking on the street, the Mahalach, Paderich, that he's allowed to say, Shvisose, I want my Shvisa to be chal, way down the road, Alpayim Mama, underneath a tree, if he says exactly which Dal Damis. So it's as if the Tchum is first chal from underneath the tree there. So right now he's 2,000 amas south of the tree. So he's allowed to walk until the tree, and then he's allowed to walk another 2,000 amas north to get home. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara, Omar Rava, for who did he royally yikroy